A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the death of music icon Oliver Mtukudzi.
Mtukudzi, popularly known as Tuku to his legion of fans, began performing in 1977 with the group called Wagon Wheels, a band that also featured another icon, Thomas Mapumo.
Their single, Zandi Momotera, went gold, and Tuku later formed his own group, the Black Spirits, and their first album followed, which was also a major success.
Tukudzi also contributed to Mahube, Southern Africa's supergroup. With his husky voice and signature cough, Mtukudzi has become the most successful musician to emerge from Zimbabwe, and he has earned a devoted following across Africa and beyond, teaming up with a number of musicians from the continent.
Apart from singing, Tuku is also known for his exploits as an actor in movies like Neria, More Time, and others.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 12080 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yebo kambe zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu holwe Live Talk lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngemfa yomhlabeleli obedume kakhulu esaziwa umhlaba phose wonke jikelele uOliver Tuku Mtukudzi. UMtukudzi obele minyaka engamachumi ayisithupha lesithupha is 66 usitshiye lamhlanje emini esibhedlela se-Avenues eHarare. UMtukudzi ube saziwa kakhulu leqembu lakhe ele The Black Spirits, kodwa ke siyazi ukubana uke wahlabela labahlabeleli abaningi abavela kuzwekazi le-Africa abafana le Black Mambazo labanye nje abakhona ngale eSouth Africa. La kwezinye ke indawo ze-Africa. Utuku uchiwe ke ngunkosikazi wakhe uDaisy labantwana abambala. Siyazi ukubana ukhona omunye umntwana ke uSam wasitshiya laye kwiminyaka emithathu kumbe emibili edluleyo. Mr. Wande.
Nasi tiri kuda kutarisa pamsoro peupenyu homuimbi Oliver Mtukudzi uyo atisia nasi. Zvino rwadza chose nokuti vamutukudzi vanenguva vari munhu anozikanwa, anoentertaina vanhu, anoimbira vanhu muAfrica mese nokunze kweAfrica zvekare. Zvino ndoda hedu kuti titarise zvatingakwanisa kutaura, zvatinokwanisa kuona, zvatinokwanisa kurangarira pamusoro poupenyu hwaOliver Mtukudzi. Vamutukudzi avainyanzozikamwa nezita rokungoti Tuku, vakatanga kuimba kuma70s. Chimwe chikwata kana kuti rimwe gurupu ravakatanga kuimba naro rainzi Wagon Wheels, rakanga rinavo mugrupu imomo makanga muna Thomas Mapfumo, rimwe gamba rokuimba muZimbabwe. Asi kambo kavakaridza kanonzi Dzandi Momotera kakatengwa kakaita mukurumbira zvikuru zvokuti Mtukudzi akazoumbawo grupu rakewo rinonzi The Black Spirits, iro ranga achingoridza naro kusvika pakushayika kwavo nhasi. Vamutukudzi vakanga vachimba nevanhu vakawanda kunyika dzakawanda kubva ku South Africa noku Europe na vamwe vazhinji mu Africa makare momo vachibatsirana navo vachiita mhanzi inonakidza zvikuru. Kune vazhinji vaimbi muZimbabwe imomo vanotenda zvikuru kubatsirwa kwavakaifa navamutukudzi pavakatangawo kuimba vachipinda mubhizinesi rezvokuimba iri. Saka nhasi tinoda kuti tingotarisa zvatinoziva pamusoro pavamutukudzi tichinzwa kune vamwe vakashanda navo nevamwe vakanga vachingonzwavo vachifadzwa nemabasa avo. Yes, Gande. It's very sad indeed.
Very sad, Mr. Wande. We have our first guest, none other than Ezra Chisa Zwanda. Ezra Chisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you, Tanonoka.
You have been in this business for quite a long time. You have met a lot of musicians. You've spoken to a lot of musicians. You have seen so many of these musicians on and off the stage. So you have an inkling. We thought maybe you could help us if you could tell us something that you know about Mtukudzi during the time that you worked with the industry. The time you worked in the industry, just tell us something that you remember the most.
Oliver Mtukudzi, I was part of his family. Me and Oliver Mtukudzi know each other for nearly 3 days.
Hello. I think we lost Mr. Ezra Chisa Zwanda. We are going to try to get him back because he worked with this musician for quite some time, and we think that we know that he has quite a bit of history that he can share with us. Gande, there are very few musicians that do not know Mtukudzi because so many of them still talk about the help that he gave to so many young upcoming musicians, and also his involvement in schools where, you know, young artists were being taught. Is back. Are you there, Mr. Zwanda?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, we lost you there for a moment. You can continue. Okay. You were just started talking about Mtukudzi. Please continue.
Yes, I have known him for over 30 years, and this person is my brother. He has been everything to me. I'm devastated and shocked. Oliver Mtukudzi, as you know him, he is the person who actually helped me to the industry. He even told me how to promote and told me that I should be organizing events in UK because I was based in UK. I worked with the Oliver Mtukudzi from the 90s when I started working for radio in Zimbabwe. So he has been part of the family. I used to spend time at his house. When he comes to UK, he is always with me, and we'll tour places, we'll visit places, the whole of Europe. He's a man, when he arrived in the United Kingdom, was even recognized by strangers, fellow Africans. The British people could recognize this is a legend, this is Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe. He was an icon. He is an icon, he's a legend. He will remain a legend forever, and his music will remain here. He left a legacy which generations and generations will enjoy.
How did he handle himself? How did he handle issues that dealt with the media? Big stars, there are always a lot of things written about them, and not all of them are very complimentary things. How did he handle that? How did he deal with the media that might be negative for him?
Oliver Mtukudzi would tell me that silence is golden. Leave people to talk. A lot of stories have been written and have been said about Oliver Mtukudzi for decades and decades. People say they love it. They would talk about his private life, create fake stories. You know about his death. That's why people didn't believe that today he has died. Oliver Mtukudzi has been reported dead dead for many occasions. Mm. And as well as, whatever people do, insult him, they will call him he belongs to certain political parties and all that. I'll tell you, personally, I sat down with Oliver Mtukudzi. Oliver Mtukudzi was saying, I'm a Zimbabwean, I belong to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a country, is my political party. He never left any political party. He never followed. This is why he performed at the state functions. This is why he performed at Mokhe Tswangirai. It's working. We organized all that. He performed in all those places because he belonged to Zimbabwe, for Zimbabweans, singing for Zimbabwe, music by Zimbabweans.
I remember when I was still with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation doing the program Mvenge Mvenge. And I remember the times that we did his song Wawona and Yano P. That was my first interaction with him for extended periods of time. And I found him to be very unassuming. He was just so, I don't know whether this word might have connotations, but he was so ordinary. He just made you feel like you have known each other for a long, long time. He never tried to show that there was something better about him than, you know, with the people that he was with. When you were working with him, did you notice anything that gave you an idea as to how he got his energy, his creative juices to flow? What drove him? What drove him to do, to achieve the things that he achieved?
Because Oliver Mtukudzi, the good thing about Oliver Mtukudzi, he was a very calm gentleman. Oliver Mtukudzi would go to anybody's house and eat salsa and enjoy the music and talk about football and talk about anything in life. This is how he even created his own music. Oliver Mtukudzi, because the way he mingled with people, the way he interacted with the generation, the young and old, he, that's where he got all, he composed his lyrics because of what he was observing in the general everyday life. And whenever he sees, he introduces Oliver, this is so-and-so, Oliver would welcome that person, embrace him. He was different from other artists who were like divas, who didn't want to meet fans or talk to anybody.
Yeah, Ezra, before we continue, let's take a listen to one of Tukudzi's songs.
Oliver Mtukudzi avo vashaya nasi. Pane vari parunhara apo makadiniko?
Tiripo yedu kana makadiniko?
Tiripo yedu izvi. Tiri kutaura nani uye muri kupi?
Inini ndinoitwa Shepherd Sireu. Ndiri muZimbabwe kuHarare, East View, Phase 10.
Aiwa.
Vamutukudzi munhu akanga akanaka chaizvo. Inini pandakatanga kuvaziva mwana mdiki jadizo. Ende munu akanga asina laru ni munu muna anga asina noise munu aidazo kufara nguwa jese. Munu aitika na ukambunza chino especially panya the music aibatira mbakanzo wani wakawanda jese na chini wakambatira wakabatira wana mtukuzi ineneo andisi munu aneta zikuriza ndi munu anetera music yake ama album ake 56 mbituri ni wana kwa nao kita about 30 andini nao. He is one of my favorite musicians. And
Zimbabwe yarasikirwa nemunhu anga achita mabasa akanaka anofadza ruzhinji rwevanhu munyika. Tine urombo chaizvo. Tatenda yedu nemashoko enyu vasireo. Tatenda chaizvo.
Yes. Okay. We have our other guest, Sulumani Chimbetu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Mr. Chimbetu, sad news today. We lost an icon. How do you remember Mr. Mtukudzi?
Mr. Mtukudzi, Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi was my father. Not only in the music circles, but personally. You know, he's one artist that, you know, when my father passed away, Simon Chimbetu, I thought that I no longer have it. But in Oliver Mtukudzi, I had found a dad.
Chamunonyaso rangarira chiina vachimbetu ndinoza kuti manga muchiwirira na Jose muchimbo tanyu ma gigs mese nezvimwe zvakadaro chamunonyaso rangarira pamusoro pa vamutukudzi chi.
Well, dingati vamutukudzi baba vanga vane rudo. Yeah, so much love for people. Vaida vanhu, vaida ma artist, he believed with his culture.
Right.
He believed in his culture. He believed in his principles. He had principles okay, as an African man. So he lived within those principles. That is what I can safely say was Oliver Mtukudzi.
Yes, Mr. Chimbetu, there are people who have always said that one of the successes of Mr. Mtukudzi was that he was one of the most organized musicians in Zimbabwe. We saw he had managers and, you know, he was one musician who delegated most duties to other people, unlike some musicians where we see the musician is the manager. Is the everything. What do you make of him as a music manager as well as how successful he was? Do you think he owes some of his success to that?
Well, I think one as an artist can have a manager manager, I see. But if an artist is not organized, him or herself, that can cause one's talent. So I wouldn't want to say that Mr. Mtukudzi was made to be successful by managers or managers. He was just organized himself. He had principles, like I said earlier on. He had principles that he believed in. So he made sure those principles needed to be applied in his artistic relevant and life. So even if even his compositions, his music artistry. It's just organized. Those are some of the things that I also took a leaf from his book. And I also applied that to my brand as well.
And then there's the issue of, you know, the hero, he's, we've heard calls already are coming in that he should be made a national hero. What do you think?
Yes, I would sign to that and I would give a nod to that. And I would say, yes, he deserves to be a national hero, to be, he deserved that status of being a national hero because he raised his Robin flag worldwide. You know, through his music. So to us, he's a hero. But not to say that he must be named or he must be given that status by a certain political party. No, it's not about politics. It's about music, arts.
You are one of the few blessed people to have people like your father. And like your surrogate father, Mr. Mtukudzi, I don't think you could have escaped going into music surrounded by such big icons like that. So congratulations for your successful run. And we are very, very glad that you were very close to Mr. Mtukudzi and that you can offer us some insight into the way he lived his life. Please don't go away. We are going to come back to you. I think Ezra is still on there.
No, we dropped him. We can continue with Mr. Chimbetu.
Yes.
Mr. Chimbetu, we will just deviate a little from the topic that we have and ask you what you have in store in the next few days, months, or weeks.
All right. Actually, I was on holiday for the January break that we usually do each and every year, when we just take a rest from the busy schedule that we usually have. Starting from Friday, like tomorrow, we're supposed to have a gig with Dr. Thomas Mavhumo And on Saturday, we're going to have another concert at Baru's Long Chain. But now, the people that we have in hand, I'm not so sure that as a human being, I'll be able to perform. I don't think I'll be able to perform.
No, we can hear you, Mr. Chimbetu. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a bit of a confusion if we could hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
Now, Mr. Chimbetu, so how long has Mr. Mtukudzi been sick? Because you mentioned all these events that were supposed to take place in the next few days. How long has he been not feeling well?
That much I can't really tell, because all that I knew was that Ndara wasn't well, he was diabetic.
Okay.
You know, so at times you would go sick this day and then other day is well, but now this was just so sudden. It's a blow. We didn't have much of his sickness.
Okay. Now, going back to his music, we know he has teamed up with a lot of musicians from across the African continent. Now, do you see that as a strategy for even musicians like yourself, you know, like what he did, he sang with many musicians. Are you also going to do that?
Yes, I'm currently doing that. Only that I need to work with other established international artists. But locally, I think I've tried my best to nurture talent. I've worked with so many artists here. Upcoming and some that are well known, and others that started from the grassroots, and now they are stars. So I'm also doing works with disabled musicians. I've done a collaboration with this one guy, Chonga Igwaze, like a great man.
Mm-hmm.
He's disabled. So we did a song last year, and also did the video of the track. It's called Pandaka Zarwa. And it trends so well, like on social media, on YouTube and Facebook, Instagram. It has been trending. So I just like to have a breakthrough now to the international market.
Mm-hmm.
America, right? I also wish to collaborate like with Arkeli. I wish to collaborate with Beyonce or Rihanna.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But only that to contact those people. I think maybe you guys, you are there, you are Zimbabweans, you also need to help us and you need to chip in.
Sure.
Can you contact for Rihanna's contact?
Yes, yes.
No.
The guy, in Zimbabwe, so need to do something with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the time, the problem that we have is some of these international artists, they want to be paid. Right now, we don't have money to pay them. We need also to but at the end of the day, we want to collaborate and make our music worldwide.
Mm. Oh, that would be that would be nice. Please, don't go. Stay on the line, Mr. Wendy. We have a caller. Right?
Yes. Muripo Eriparu Nare. Hello. Muripo Eriparu Nare.
Bad connection, I guess.
Hello. Magadigo.
Magadigo.
Chiri nani? Do chiri kuchora nani? Uya murikupi. Anjina kukunzwa hai?
Yovara mkua makati niko ni Joseph Maria kuna kuma kompani.
Ah.
Na Joseph Maria. Joseph Maria.
Aiwa, tirikukunzwa. Tirikukunzwa hai.
Joseph Maria.
Ya, tirikukunzwa hai, shakanaka. Tita orireo mashoko. Panzio zavo za muno ziva chimbo cha muno da kufura zibwe ndechipi
na zungaira mambo panerino pasi iyo ya 1978 ndo akanyaya kunangirwa naye kudarika dzese dzingwe dzese dzakazouya dzakauya hadzo asi iyo yakashindiro kufunga ujao wangu kana itinga iyo.
Se pan chakakubata parumbo uchi
mabizo
yeah tirikukunzwai ndanda tirikukunzwai vamaria there's a very yeah tirikukunzwai asi muri kuita muchimbo breaker zvishoma.
I'm going to go to the guy.
Morosa, Mujidimbu.
Ndana mbosa wa zimbabwe wangu hariku kadoma rudia mazirena wa zimbabwe wangu wa eta wa eta wa aluna wa hariku kadoma ndiki mbosa wa nekeleke ese zigo ni hariku kadoma ndo tukabiru wana wata zingwe kichimu wani nga haku itiwebe sakana haka
ndiki
kwa nguwa ya kwa mbosa ya kura ngari ya kambarenda kwa wana haro.
Aiwa, tatenda wa Maria, tatenda. Thank you so much. Ai, titotarisira kuti mucharamba muchidzoka mazvita enyu. Yes, it's you know, it's very sad because you find people, you know, he touched people, you know, with his music.
Mm.
And almost everyone has got a favorite of their own, different from the next person, which means that his music was very appealing to the people.
The divide,
it's going to be very difficult to imagine the Zimbabwean music scene without him. He has been so much part of the music scene in the country. That is going to be very, very difficult to imagine that he is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go back to our guest, Mr. Solomani Chimbetu. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Mr. Chimbetu, in the past, of course, maybe with the passing away of Mr. Mtukudzi, it might be different. But with many artists, we've heard that there's a problem every time someone passes on. They can't get funeral assistance and so forth. Now, as musicians, are you still debating the issue of coming up with some kind of a union or funeral assistance kind of a thing?
Yes, I think that issue was once raised, and with an organization which is called the MURA, it's called the Music Rights Association. I also want to believe Dr. Olivier is also a member of that association. A funeral policy is a funeral cover that is arranged for musicians. Because it's some funeral company which is here in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big. It was called Cell.
So how does it assist musicians? Is any musician open to join, or there are some procedures to be followed?
No, you just need to be a member of the MURA. I think this is an association which collects artists from the registration. So once you are a member, you are covered and get assistance from that. But apart from that, one can also have their own policies from their own.
Okay. So now, as we speak, where are people gathered for the funeral? What do they call it?
The funeral arrangements?
As of now, I don't have much information to that. I just need to get told by the close relatives, and then I'll be able to tell you where the funeral gathering will be. But I want to believe that the funeral gathering should be at his house, not just know.
Mr. Chimbetu, don't go away yet. We will come back to you. I just want to read some of the messages. We are having problems with our internet here, but we have a few messages from listeners. Yoma Matia says, rest in love, Samanyanga. Of course, Samanyanga is his totem. George Chinyande says he is a hero. I think a lot of people would agree with Mr. Chinyande there. Nepias Chuma says, so sad. You know, some people use very few words to express the deep, you know, feelings that they have, or deep emotions. Kay Mukunda says he'll be mourned not only at home, but in places far and wide. The whole of Southern Africa, Nigeria, even in California, San Francisco, where he was adored. Wellington Ginger says, rest in peace, Tuku. And there are quite a number of people who would like us to call them. I'm very interested, you know, I take note of what Kay Mukunda says, that, you know, he evoked names of Jairus Jiri and Paul Matavire, people who were not political, but who made big contributions, you know, within their professions. And that is very, very important to recognize the talents of the people, not only politicians, but people who do other things directly with the people outside politics.
Yes, Mr. Wande, I have before we go to the caller, I'd just like to point out something which is circulating right now. There's a hashtag, and it's for women. It's called, they are saying that all women should wear a black duku for Tuku. That is on Friday. And the hashtag is duku for Tuku. Get the caller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Muripa parunare.
Ya pano rendiripo.
Tiri kutaura nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Mutaura na Elliot Sikirwai ndiri kubhinga.
Enoch Sikirwai.
Elliot Sikirwai.
Aiwa. Ndinoromba apo ndanisina kunyatsonzwa zvakanyatsonaka. Titaurirewo mukoma Elliot zvamunofungawo nenyaya yatiri kutaura nayo nezvayo nhasi.
Panango wauti yaziva mumba Oliver Mtukudzi vashayika zvandibata zvikuru bhozi vaOliver Mtukudzi vanga riri gamba ende kutichiri vadiki zvinhu chiri mumpanhu wechidiki asi kukura kwangu ndomunhu wandakatanga kuhwa mizi yake ichindifari ichindibata zvikuru
ndirini uku
apa angari ma80s zvichinda ende vamutukudzi frenzi dzimwe dzaichero dzairidzwa mazuva ano dzakabvuma tolerance
ndo dzamaifarira
ndakaifarira zvikuru zvokuti ndopandakatanga kuvati mutukudzi anova akandibata ende mameseji avo aidzidzisa vakuru vadiki kuaiinkluda vese chidokumamai chidoku everybody in zimbabwe have to love obva mutukudzi because obva mutukudzi was a star
makamboendawo here kwavakanga vachiridza mukana vaona
asati angoita mashozi isati anendenao kumashozi avo but music yavo mizhinji yacho nditori nayo and madiski avo ndaitovatenga all time paanongorelease ndaitotenga madiski avo
dzamunonyatsa kufarira ndedzipi
kuti ndakuvara pakupikudza mombe nabhuma tolerance
hai
hadzio dzakaratondiita kuti ndifare chemuzik yavo yekutotosvaga imwe zvoo ndinotoshuvire kuti kana vana ime vanga vakasiya ndioda kutoiwanawo kuti ndive chiramba chikuvatera chivarangarira
ndine shuwa kuti mazuva iwano ari kutevera vachabudisa nziyo dzacho dzakawanda kuitira kuti vanhu vakwanisa havo kutenga mungoramba makateerera makatarisa kuda pamwe muchanzwa zvichishedzerwa kuti nziyo dzamuri kutsvaga idzi dzave kuwanikwa zvekare
totenda zvikuru Oliver Mtukudzi vakasimudzira mastars akawanda ndo iunderstand vanga vatori neakademic yavo yanga vatovhura ende temamuzicians akawanda zvira tokohwa chiro music yavo vachitombovatevedzera vachiemba vatukudzi varwadza zvikurusa muzimbabwe
chokwadi aiwa
ndinotendawo kutaurawo pastudio 7
aiwa tinotenda mukoma Aliet tinotenda chaizvo
Yes, sir. We still have Ezra Chisas Manda. Ezra, are you there?
Is he back?
He should be. Ezra, are you there? Oh, I think we just lost him. Anyway, let's go back to Mr. Chimbetu.
Well, Chimbetu, kana makatari senyu kuziva kwa makaita va mtukudzi. Sorry?
Ezra is there? Hello, Ezra.
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Ezra. Ezra,
I've been holding for over 30 minutes.
Sorry. When we dropped you, we were not alerted that you were there. We thought you had dropped and you were not there. Anyway.
I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. Apologies to that.
Sorry about that. Ezra, ungasitshela ukuthi ithe ifika indaba le yokubana umthukuzi ugasekho khona ngapho kobulawayo bayithethe njani abantu
ngapha kobulawa abantu bethukile please lapho ehamba khona endlwane abantu ababelieve sengijile ngamafoni sengijile kumizwa ngabantu emgwaqweni every social media abantu bengifonela ama inbox lapha yonke indawo ama WhatsApp abantu lapha kobulawayo babuhlungu. Lest we forget that Oliver Mtukudzi was an icon who is loved in all corners of Zimbabwe. He being an he actually sang in Tonga. He actually groomed these boys, Osulu, his late son, Usem. Osulu was telling you that Oliver was a people's person. He lost his father because I remember I've been working with Osulu Mtukudzi. Even when we were tour, when Osulu comes to with Oliver Mtukudzi, it is a family affair. You'll be guided by the old man, telling him what to do and advise him what to do. They work together in many productions and they touring all over the world together. So most of these young artists have lost a father, a son, a treasure of this nation, has been an ambassador for Zimbabwe all over the world. You name South America, North America, Asia, Europe, Africa, everywhere. He was adored, still loved.
Yes, you know, I certainly true what Ezra is saying. If you look at some of the messages that people are sending to us, Lee Maliki says he is a hero, rest in peace. He is a legend wherever he goes. Boaz Jayaguru is saying 100% is a hero. Vakashanda Zvakasimba even mukusunungurwa kwenyika. Ignatius Kulube says, let's have peace in Zimbabwe. Both MDC Alliance and ZANU-PF and other political parties as well, in honor of our legend and great son of Zimbabwe, may he rest in peace. He will not be forgotten. Boaz Yagur comes back again and says, he's referring to the efforts being made by a member of parliament, Mr. Themba Mliswa, and Boaz is saying that Themba Mliswa, someone who is appreciating the efforts of Mr. Mliswa to have Mr. Mtukudzi granted a hero status. So, you know, it's a very emotional time for a lot of people in Zimbabwe, yeah. Because a lot of people grew up being entertained by his music. And you can tell also from what Mr. Svanda is saying here, that period of time that he worked with him, the kind of impact, the kind of influence that he had, not very many people can do that to people, to leave such a lasting impression.
Yeah. And you know, one ironic thing which many people are pointing out is the fact that Oliver Mtukudzi had a very good friend who was also a music icon, Yuma Sekela. Remember, Yuma Sekela passed on last year this day, and they were good friends.
Oh,
what a coincidence.
Yes. Really.
Yes. Mr. Wande, we have a caller before we go to Mr. Ezra Chisasbanda and Sulumani Chimbetu.
Muripo eriparunare.
Eriparunare.
Tiri kutaura nani? Uye zve muri kupi?
Ndiri kubinga.
Oh, muri kubinga. Tiri kutaura nani?
Na Chivandire.
Chivandire. Oh, Chivandire.
Chivandire, Davidson.
Okay. Nukuti tapta, yeah. Okay. Makadi ne, nyutita urile wosha, mnufunga nenya ino rwadisai.
Wamu tukuzi, ndikada kutawala choku wadi. Wamu tukuzi, pandiri, tingati, zedu indiri mkuru pahari. Taisangala na epa chupa mkuma wangu ku harare kuma early 60s. Ndiyo kwa tuwa skuru, ndi angeri klasi mechasisi wangu. Kajiseri kama skuru. Music yake, ini ndo mga lipo panapa, dine marekos ndi yao kwa kuma single ma LPs. Ndi mga ba LPs wangu hari 75. Seti ndi amtukuzi. Pa 401, ma single zangu, achi ya marekos haya. Ndi ndo mga about 20 or so ndi amtukuzi. Ma music yake haina zero. Yakita kuti kana wango wanga uchifunga zimwe unobva wango dzorerwa mumba. Leno kwa kuri kuti zvinhu zvaiitika. Ndo vanhu vanopa kupuwa ma holidays. Kana kuti kuti. Kuti zuva iri kuti mutikuti stay because what he did in business. Nyango wose vanotaka takadiita kadi havana zvakaita. Ukuti chakwadi mutukuti ke iye ega nesimba rake ramwari aka export all kuti everybody. Isaka ndinoti kumuye kwa mutukuti aiwa musiri moga. Ndofunga nyakwe kudenga vari kumuchema matuma ikoko nokuti anga ichingatira vanhu zvakanaka.
Hai.
Yokuti ndofanda kuma hangu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu pamusoro pavamutukudzi. Zvinofadza chose kuona munhu achirangarirwa nemashoko akadari zvichitaurwa vanhu vachiziva kuti haapo hapana zvokuti pane zvokunyepa asi kuti vanhu vachitaura zviri mumwoyo mavo nezvavakadzidza mukufambidzana kana kuti kuteerera mimanzi yavamutukudzi. Vachimbetu. Manzwa vanga vari parunhare iko zvine zvi vachitaura vachiti mimanzi yavamutukudzi yanga isina basa nezera, yanga ichingova manzi inongonakidza vanhu yemazera yese akango akasiyana siyana. Munozviona sei?
Ichokwadi. Nekuti even isusu tichikurawo tivara ndozvikundanga ndiri mumbawo. Here is go music. But the digital music, here is go nevamwe vakaita sengi vana baba vane vamutukudzi. Ndaitoro nikoona chifuna chizvo ndichitofara naye. And na zvino na nhasi vachinge vachiridza apa even previous album rao ravaka pisa kuburisa. Pane patori nemamwe mashongo zvakatori mu top 50 ipa radio Zimbabwe. And radio Zimbabwe ukataza kuti listenership yacho ino age groups and hotel music even Style FM right now music music yacho yange ichiri nanhasi yange ichiri kungobata and izvozvo zvinotirwadza na
yes. Let's go to Mr. Chisas Vanda. Ezra, the music that Oliver Mtukudzi played, you know, it has its own genre. What can you say about it, especially the fact that it ends up touching almost across the whole world? What would you say about it, that type of music and the lyrics as well?
The good thing, Oliver Mtukudzi was himself. Oliver Mtukudzi was unique. His voice, his type of music, his style, the way he played the guitar, the acoustic guitar, the way he produced, the way he composed his music, was a calm and calculated human being. This is a man that Sulu will tell you. Anyone, even yourself, guys in the studio, if Oliver Mtukudzi speaks, the way he speaks out there and the way he sings, the voice will be the same. There was no change of voice, just like Sulu, just like Simon Chimbetu. Those guys, they've got their own style, they were unique, and they're doing exactly this is why the names remain, this is why the people can identify with the music. Oliver Mtukudzi decided to go with his own style of a bit slow Afro-pop music, soulful music, sort of changes. So this is why a lot of people, it appealed in South Africa, where he was a darling. He played at Cape Town Jazz Festival. Like you said, he was a brother, best friend with Oprah, Yuma Stikela. So he has collaborated with so many people, including Sulwi, who we are talking to tonight. He did with Oprah, Yuma Stikela. You talk of Ringo Madlingos. You talk, at the moment, they were all going to the studio with Yuma Sekizolo to produce a new album. I don't know whether it was completed or not, whether this song will come out or not, but I know that he's been working with Matisse. He's been collaborating with everybody. You go all the way up to Senegal, all the way in Africa, you go to Kenya, they know him, Uganda, taking stadiums, Ghana. And like I said, he has been all over the world. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any continent where he never touched. He was, I think, the last tour outside the country was in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Also, you mean there was another one that he was doing with Mafikizolo apart from the Sendegera that he did, was it last year?
Yes, Sendegera he did with Ocha Presa. But at the moment, Mafikizolo did with Ocha Presa. Now they're working with Oliver for another collaboration to produce a song. When they came to London, they actually spoke about it. They met because they came for a show together where they spoke that it's long overdue, we should do one. And I know Oliver has been going to South Africa. He told me that we are on it. So it will be released anytime this year. But I don't have information unless I talk to the guys, my friends, to confirm if they completed it or was it done or not. I don't know. Okay. But I know that they were working on something.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Mr. Chimbetu, would you be in a position to know about what Mr. Mtukudzi was working to produce maybe in the next few weeks or months? Do you have an idea what he was up to?
Actually, I can simply say that we are a song that we are working on together. We've done the guitars, you know. We haven't done the vocals.
Oh.
But on his side, I won't be very much of the know of anything that was going to come up. I think Baba Israel can know better because he was so much. He was more like the manager.
Do you see any chance that you might continue with that project?
The one that you have already done, the guitars?
Definitely. I can't stop to produce that. I'll carry on with the work.
Yeah, please.
Like what I was just saying, like, we are mourning. To which Hema. But we need also to focus and carry on with the legacy.
Exactly.
With this vision for Zimbabwe music, for African artists. You know?
Yes. Yeah,
so please. Isn't everything that I was with him, you just tell you about, you know, Sulu, you just need to be disciplined, be humble. Unu, Wakanaka will give you mileage, and that Unu will speak for itself.
Yeah, please try as much as you can to continue with that project. It's going to be a very nice farewell, not only for you but for the rest of the fans that adored Mr. Mtukudzi. So I'm urging you to please see to it that you continue with that project and you conclude it, please.
All right. Okay.
We will come to you, Mr. Chimbetu, for your you want to?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. We'll come to you for your final thoughts about Mr. Mtukudzi. But now we let's go back to Ezra. Ezra, when you look back, what do you take away from with you from the life of Oliver Mtukudzi?
Is that because Oliver Mtukudzi taught me, as his young man, taught me to be humble, taught me ubuntu, how to behave yourself, how to interact with people, how to accept criticism, attacks. Like they will tell you that it's not going to solve in others. They will tell you that people abuse them on social media. They are scrutinized daily and all that. The life of a public figure, you should know that people create stories. People lie about you. People say a lot of things. And they could even go and frame you and do and say a lot of things about you. Say that's part of our lives. That's what people will tell you. It's part of the living. So because you are alive, that's what people do to talk about you, say things. Say, learn to focus. Like the interview, when he went home, they were showing me the pictures of his son, pictures of all these Sulus when they were young. And like he's saying, he has got so much stuff in his studio, which he was working on. I'm sure all of them to these songs will be released as we go along year after year, especially with these young artists coming up. They're working with all these boys. I'm sure there will be a lot of stuff coming out from that Tuku Studios in Pakare Fire Center.
Mr. Chimbetu, maybe in your last words, can you tell us more about the Pakare Pie Center? We know a bit, of course. Can you just give us an insight of really what goes on there? Mr. Chimbetu? Oh, your line is kind of muffled.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, can you come again?
Yes. Can you tell us about what happens at Pakare Pie Center, the center that Mr. Mtukudzi founded and built?
Okay, I think at Pakare Pie Center, it's a center whereby Mr. Mtukudzi was especially raw talent. He was having, like, young artists and maybe other established artists who could come and start to rehearse and learn how to play the guitars, performances, music lessons. And I think he was doing some collabs with these artists. And I know of the likes of one guy in the Nematar who is now based in Canada. Mm. There is one Mbeu is still there at Pakare Pie. I know a lot of guys who are working at Pakare Pie doing artwork.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Sulumani Chimbetu. It was a pleasure having you tonight on this rather sad day. We hope to call you again on a more happier day. Maybe we can chat some more. Just as a point for you to know, your dad was a good friend of mine.
It attend us a lot.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Mazvitenyu vachimbetu tichakufonerai.
Niyabonga kakhulu.
Ah, sibongele lati kati bunga khulu must.
That's the spirit.
Okay, so over to you, Mr. Chisa. In about 30 seconds, can you just tell us what you would say to musicians in Zimbabwe and maybe the whole world out there, what they can learn from the late Mtukudzi?
Yes, what you can learn from Mtukudzi is that to be yourself, you identify your talent, and please, parents out there, allow kids to do whatever they want, whether it's football or sports or music. This is what Oliver Mtukudzi said. So identify your talent of a child. So to the young musicians out there, please learn to control yourself, humble yourself, and have your own identity. Don't try to copy America, copy South Africa. Be just yourself, like what Mtukudzi did, as well as to the government of Zimbabwe, whoever is listening now, declare Oliver Mtukudzi as a national hero. He was a great ambassador of this nation. He carried Zimbabwe all over the world.
Thank you so much, Chisa. That was Ezra Chisa Smanda, and we heard from Sulumani Chimbetu. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until next time, please take care. Good night.